Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All right, welcome back in. The second official weigh-in day. We had the goal of dropping 20 pounds plus, and we've basically gotten to double digits. 10 pounds, 9.8 pounds I lost, and Clint went for it all for 14 pounds, going from 262.1 to 248. Couldn't quite get to the twos. 310.8 down to 301 even. But 23 plus pounds there, and we're in good shape. We're trying to have the goal of next week to lose a combined 12. And you did the heavy lifting this time. I do know. We will get to a point where it starts to become more difficult for it to come off, but I do think I still have some of the potential halfway big numbers there still.
Well, that's 10 pounds, 9.8 is a big number, man. I'm proud of you. That's a hell of a start. It's a hell of a first week. And let's see if we can. See if we can stack another week, baby.
Why not? Yeah, do your thing.
All right, long week last week, short week this week.
Yeah.
And you dropped 10 pounds and you had Memorial Day.
That wasn't great. Yeah, but no, good spot. I see some people also checking in. Let us know where you are if you are joining us in this challenge. It is it's good times. All right. Real or fake, we do this each and every Tuesday. I throw out a statement, and you tell me if it's real or fake. Coming off of this weekend, real or fake, the Astros still should be the favorites of the AL West. That's real or fake?
Well, after this weekend, I think it's real.
Yeah.
After this weekend, I think it's real. I'm trying to do my damnedest to pull the reins back a bit and not put too much stock into one series. But when you take three or four from a team that had been really good to date, and you do it with a half-cocked starting pitching rotation and a half-cocked lineup, and the lineup happens to come alive, the guys that you paid and depend on a daily basis to produce came alive within that series and kind of showed us all what the Astros are really capable of if their big bats are at least toting water with everybody else. And so, yeah, look, I think it's real, and hopefully it remains real for a while here, and this wasn't just a good series.
Where are you at, Tyler? And I know Tyler
will
be.
It'll shock you.
He'll be as objective as he possibly can.
Always am.
You think it's real or fake that they should still be looked at as the best team in the West?
Oh, yeah, it's real. It's real. I mean, and I'll say it until things change. I mean, it is real simply based off the fact that this team in Houston, the Houston Astros, everything in the AL West has gone through Houston for the better part of a decade. So until I see otherwise, It absolutely runs through Daikin Park and it runs through the Houston Astros. It's real.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit to that. I'm going to say real. My real is not just from the standpoint of, like, they have owned this division and won this thing. I still am, to be honest, it's not like it's a slam dunk, right? Some of those injuries are not going away, right? You know, we'll see how long they have to, you know, roll with things with guys like Gordon in the rotation. Guys like
Gusto
in the rotation. Maybe
what's Ginger Nation? He's surely maybe, back up yet.
Maybe what's his name? Brandon Walter.
That's it.
Maybe Brandon Walter might have to get some starts. We'll see. We'll see where Lance is, where that continues. Because obviously, like they came through in this series. None of those guys went five innings, and that's going to be something that eventually is going to hit your bullpen. But I think they're the best because, Clint, right now we're seeing it. They should be looked at as the favorites. We're seeing it. And we, as I said a little bit earlier, we know if there is a sniff that they got a shot, they will do things to help their team.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, that's the other part. Now, hell, if they're sitting here, you know, eight games under, I don't know. But right now, they'll help themselves. And we know they have Yordan, which is going to be something they'll get back, and we know Arrigetti is something that they'll get back. So, and that's not even counting what they will do to go outside of the organization if they have to. So I'll say real from that standpoint. All right, Clint.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Patrick Mahomes is still the best quarterback in football, real or fake?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I think it's real.
You think it's real?
I think it's real. Look, I mean, there's a lot of guys that are fun to watch. But when you look, when you combine the way in which he plays the quarterback position, which I've said it a million times, it's ill-advised in so many ways. Whether we're talking holding the ball, running around, getting your head cut off, the no-look passes. You know, I bit him in the ass a little bit this year, but you get the point. When you play that brand of quarterback, that typically keeps guys from ever winning championships. Like, that play is usually the play that you go, all right, this guy's got to learn how to play from the pocket. This guy's got to learn how to manage games. He's got to learn how to do this better and that better. He's got to grow up and quit doing the silly stuff. He's got to take less risk. That's usually what keeps guys from winning championships. Pat Mahomes does it, and it's not only why he wins championships, but it's how he won multiple championships and created the franchise. What am I looking for?
The dynasty
that is Kansas City right now. So yeah, I think it's going to take a lot for somebody to upseat him, and I'd be willing to bet you it's only going to be Father Time.
I'll let you jump in here, Tyler. I think it's real, but it is the closest to me that it's ever been in years.
With
Mahomes being the best quarterback,
who's pushing him?
I think Josh and Lamar and even Burrow. I think those three are pushing him.
Old Kermit the Frog.
I get. I'm just saying. I think it's closer. I think he has dealt with some trials and issues around him, and the offensive line has been a problem. It was drops the year before, but we got to be honest, the downfield throwing is a bit of a conundrum. On he'll have open guys, and they just haven't connected in the way that he has. Now nobody is better still to me at the end of the game that you want and can make decisions. But he is having a lot of games, Clint, where it doesn't look best player in the world until the end. Now I know what I'm saying when I say that, but it used to be that Joker was rolling through the whole way. And now I do think this is as healthy as they've potentially been and the best weapons they've had in a minute. And we could see that come back. But I think Josh and Lamar and Burrow are much, much, much tighter on his heels than I think it's been in the last few years.
I think they probably closed the gap some, Ron, but I just don't get the – I mean, there's a handful of guys that in my generation, let's say, just I'm talking about over the last, let's call it 30 years of football, that if there's 2 minutes on the clock and they get the ball back and you're down a score –
He does.
And what I'm saying, those other guys don't have that for me. They're really good players, don't get me wrong. They're really good players, and I may be holding my breath a little bit if my team's playing them. But with Pat, it's almost just turn the TV off.
Turn
it off, man.
Yeah, but he's gone a couple years where it's there's not even really to me a thought about him being in the MVP race. He's finishing the top seven. So I just think it's tighter. By the way, last one real quick, Tyler, you can jump this. It's okay to judge people that go to a great steakhouse and don't order a steak.
Oh, that's real. Absolutely. Judge away. What are you doing at this nice-ass steakhouse restaurant if you're ordering some soup? Get the hell out of here. Yeah, that's real.
I think it's fake.
You think it's fake? I don't know. I've ordered some chicken before, and I feel it. I think it's real.
How many steak joints have you been to where you ordered a steak and you were like for right now, it's my father-in-law for me. If I go to a steak joint, I don't. There's a really good chance it's going to pale and not just not be as good, but pale.
Yeah, but it depends on are you going to a place that's a real good steakhouse? That's what they're known for, and that
I ain't talking about Outback.
Yeah. All right, I was trying to real one.
And there's some
good
of those out there.
I feel like I better order a steak.
Yeah. That's what they do.
You go to the spot, it's a good one, and they got a whole damn page dedicated to the different cuts and all that.
In order to get full, you're going to spend $200? I'll eat Parrish's steak for sure. Parrish Lewis, appreciate your steak.
So you go to, it's like going to a seafood restaurant and not getting seafood.
Yeah.
A real good one. That's
I'd go a step further and say if you order steak and you don't get it cooked anything but medium rare or rare, I'm judging you too.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Maybe medium.
That's a very strange.
Anything above medium. We'll say that.
Straight steak. Coming up, we'll do weekend's best, weekend's worst coming off of not being here yesterday. But before that, news involving the offseason practice schedule for the Texans that will be a potentially a good thing for them to get ready for the season. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333. Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.